It's about 10 o'clock Tuesday morning. In 5 hours, Anchorage's 6 neighborhood gift centers will open their doors and cash-strapped families will begin their holiday shopping.
Last year, we served 4,778 families, and this year we're planning for 5,000.
Jenny Ragland is the Salvation Army Alaska spokeswoman. The Salvation Army, Food Bank Alaska, and the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots are just three of the sponsors of Neighborhood Gift, which also involves scores of other groups, including many faith-based. At 5:30, Debbie and her sister are waiting for their ride in the entrance of Congregation Beth Shalom in Anchorage's Muldoon neighborhood. It's the second year that the Jewish congregation has served as a Christmas distribution center.
I got a toy for my grandchild, and I got food for my family and my sister that's visiting, and it didn't take very long at all.
Both Debbie and her husband are employed, but they don't make enough for any extras, including a doll set for a 2-year-old granddaughter and the family's holiday dinner. A former Baptist missionary in rural Alaska, she noted it was different to come to a Jewish temple for her family's Christmas needs.
Yes, it does, but I'm so glad they're here to support us.
580 and less. So we have a 9-year-old girl, 14-year-old girl, 8-year-old girl.
Seven-year-old girl.
Inside, by the entry to the toys and food, Salvation Army Captain Daniel Freeman announces family registration numbers and makes certain no child is missing from the gift list. A personal shopper volunteer then guides one of the family adults through the toy and food selection. Eva speaks a little better English than her husband, so she did the shopping. She had a list almost as big as her gratitude.
3 boys, 3 girls. 14, 12, and 7, 5, 4, 2, 1.
What does it mean for something like this?
Very comfortable here. My husband no work now, so it's one gift for my kids. It's so good. It's wonderful, this gift for the kids.
At the exit, if the clients want, volunteers will carry the gifts and food to the vehicles. And according to site coordinator Michael Freezer, sometimes even farther.
Our schleppers, someone who's carrying the food and the gifts to help people back out to their cars, we had one of our schleppers last year actually carry stuff back to walk someone back home from our site last year.
Freezer stressed the Muldoon site, like others, was successful due to the volunteers from a great many organizations, agencies, and churches. Besides Muldoon, Anchorage neighborhood gift shoppers could go to Anchorage City Church, Fairview Elementary School, Spinard Recreation Center, Community Covenant Church in Eagle River, and Clark Middle School. Clark saw the greatest number of clients and actually began at 10 a.m. with pre-registered families. Salvation Army Captain Jessica Elkhart, stationed at Clark, said the longer hours and heavier-than-expected numbers produced some stocking scrambles.
The Toys for Tots program has done a phenomenal job bringing in toys all day long. Right now, they're at Walmart buying some more.
The Marines also made purchase runs to other stores. The pre-Tuesday estimate of 5,000 families proved low. On Wednesday, Salvation Army spokeswoman Ragland reported the first tally showed nearly 5,300 rather than 5,000 families came to the sites. Eagle River, in its first year of participation, totaled over 200. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.